Live for Life Press Box alongside our excellent Rawhide Broadcast Network crew. Visalia 3-10 on the season, hosting Stockton 9-4. The Ports have won the first four games of this series to clinch the series victory. The Rawhide trying to salvage a couple games over the weekend. Lineup for Stockton goes like this. Ali Camarillo leads off. C.J. Patero bats second. Miles Naylor bats third. And Cam Leary in the cleanup spot. Jared Spraglot bats fifth. Carlos Franco batting sixth. Bottom three in the Stockton lineup: Thomas Takeyoshi, Herman Ortiz, and Pedro Pineda. Sam Stewart will start for Stockton. Wilkin Paradas makes the start for the Rawhide on the bump. 1-1 this season, and 8 1/3 innings of work, a 9.72 ERA. It will go deeper into Paradas' first two starts of the season. They're kind of polar opposites of each other, though, in terms of struggles. Stockton's bullpen a little bit late getting back into the dugout. They're filing back in right at 6:30. We're ready for baseball on a gorgeous Saturday night. Paradas is ready, the lefty home. Misses low for a ball, and we're underway 1-0. Not a cloud in the sky tonight on this Saturday night. It's been a beautiful day all Saturday here in Visalia. 1-0 catches the outside corner for a strike. 2-0. 75 degrees and sunny, and a light breeze blowing out to right field at 7 miles an hour. Here's the 1-1. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball on the inner third. That's the changeup from Paradas. 1-2. See a two-seam fastball, cutter, changeup, and slider from the southpaw from the Dominican Republic. Here's the pitch. Inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paradas, 21 years of age, from San Cristobal in the DR, making his second start here at home, third this season. He's ready and throws. Fastball just missed outside. Borrega was ready to throw it around the horn. So a full count to Camarillo. We're just underway here in the top of the first and scoreless. Comes the payoff to Ali Camarillo. The pitch. Just missed outside again. And a leadoff walk to Camarillo. Around the diamond for the Rawhide, Alberto Borrega, after 2 days behind the plate, is the backstop. Modifi Marte at first. Yoel Nin at second. Adrian Rodriguez, the shortstop. And Ruben Santana, the third baseman, in the outfield. Alexander Benoit in left. Slade Caldwell in center. And Jose Alpuria in right field. Paradis leaning in and working out of the stretch. Three-stride lead at first for Camarillo. C.J. Patero steps in, pitch home, and Patero fouls it back to the screen. 0-1 to the lefty batter, lefty-on-lefty matchup. Paradis earned the win in his first start of the season 2 Saturday nights ago against Inland Empire. Went 5 innings, allowed 4 runs, but got plenty of run support in an 8-6 win. The 0-1, chopped off the end of the bat, back to Paradis. He fields, peeks at second, no play there, fires the first for the out, one away.
Fans, just to let you know that there is a white Honda Civic in the north parking lot, license plate number 9.
So one away, and that'll bring up Miles Naylor, the third baseman. Camarillo goes to second.
It will be towed in 15 minutes if it is not moved. Now batting number 1, Miles Naylor.
Shadows will play a factor the first 30 minutes. Home plate in the shade, the mound still in the sun. Paradis peeks over his shoulder at second and throws. Wave and a miss by Naylor at a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. 0-1. Paradis in that first start against Inland Empire allowed 10 hits. Left a lot over the plate, allowed a home run, but he limited the damage to just 4 runs and didn't have any walks, 2 strikeouts. Pitched a contact, and it was enough in a Rawhide win. The 0-1. Popped up right side and drifting out of play. Onto the Fort Creek's pasture where a bunch of children quickly surrounded it. The pasture is packed on a near sellout tonight here at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's a great night to bring a blanket and lie out on the grass and enjoy some baseball. Here's the 0-2. Outside, 1 ball and 2 strikes to Naylor. Baradas' second start last Saturday night against San Jose, only made it through 3 1/3, and he walked 8 batters, allowed 5 runs, 4 hits, and a loss. 11-4 loss was the final score for the Rawhide. So just a very different approach, and was off from the start, didn't have his command, also gave up 2 home runs. Was not a good day for Baradas in San Jose. The 1-2. Misses high, 2 balls and 2 strikes. One of the more experienced starters for the Rawhide. 16 starts last season for Visalia. Had a 5.10 ERA in total in his 2024 year. 8 wins, 90 innings pitched, just 18 walks thrown. So very uncharacteristic last weekend in San Jose. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Naylor strikes out on a changeup that fell out of the zone at the last moment. Two away. Cam Leary steps to the plate. Another lefty batter for Paradis to face. Rawhide on the Stars and Stripes Saturday at the ballpark wearing their American-themed jerseys. Paradis fires. It's fouled back to the screen. Rawhide in Stars and Stripes across the front, black uniforms. Numerals on the back, also in the red, white, and blue. White pants tonight for the Rawhide and the black cap. Stockton back in their blue tops with Stockton Rind across the chest and gray pants. Here's the 0-1. Big swing and a miss. 0-2. Stockton has won 4 in a row and 9 out of their last 11 to go 9-4. And they're just 1 game back of Modesto for first place in the North. The 0-2 home. It's high, 1 ball and 2 strikes. The Rawhide have lost 10 in a row. They're now their longest losing streak since 2021. After winning the first 3 games of their season against Inland Empire, they haven't won since. It's nearly been 2 weeks. 1-2. It misses high, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Last night's game had a little bit of everything. 6-2. Win for Stockton, back and forth, but the Ports scored the final 5 runs. Rawhide brought the tying run to the plate in the ninth, and the bases loaded, but Yasiel Soler grounded out to end the threat. Here's the 2-2. Outside, and a full count to Leary. Camarillo at second, with 2 outs here in the top of the first, just underway and scoreless. Radis peeks back, and here's the payoff. Hard hit into right, taking Alpuria back, reaching up and making the backpedaling catch at the edge of the warning track. 100 off the bat of Leary, but the side retired. Alpuria works a scoreless top half of the frame. Ride to bat on the other side on the Ride Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Lactulus Heritage Dairy in Tulare brings you the highest quality dairy products the Valley has to offer. Their products have been trusted and enjoyed for nearly 100 years.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Back in Visalia, bottom of the first. No score between Stockton and Visalia. Sam Stur on
now
the bump tonight
one,
for
Jose
Sam Stewart Aguirre. On the bump tonight for Stockton, making his third appearance of the season, second start from Portland, Oregon, and the Portland Pilot grad. Face Jose Alpuria to lead things off for Visalia. Stewart ready and throws. Fastball missing inside. 1-0. Alpuria after a day off, leading things off for the Rawhide. High set for Stewart. He turns, kicks, and deals. Alpuria shows bunt. Pulls it back, but a strike anyways. 0-1. Stewart, a fifth-round draft pick by the Athletics last season. Comes the 1-1. Wave and a miss. A fastball in the inner third. 1-2. Stewart finishing his career at the University of Portland, where he had a fantastic season. Struck out 100 batters in 80 innings of work. And finished with a 4.61 ERA. Here's the pitch. Foul tipped and bouncing around the feet of the catcher, Franco. Now making his second professional start and third overall appearance, 9.53 ERA, and 5 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed 6 earned runs, 7 hits, 6 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Has given up 2 home runs. 1-2 home. Chopper, left side, playing it back on hop. The third baseman, Naylor, throw to first in time to get Alpuria, one away. Slade Caldwell will follow for the Rawhide. Alberto Borrega bats third. Ruben Santana in the cleanup spot. Modifi Marte batting fifth. And Yerol Nin batting sixth for the Rawhide. Alexander Benoit, Adrian Rodriguez, and Dios Fren Cabeza rounding out the lineup for the Rawhide tonight. Left-handed batting Caldwell coming off a 2-double night last night. Takes a first pitch high from Stewart. Stewart, high set with a black glove, dips down to the belt, kicks and delivers. Fastball right down the middle for a strike at 92 miles an hour. See a fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup from Stewart, 22 years of age. Here's the pitch. A changeup, just missed, high. 2-1. One out, bottom of the first, and scoreless, just underway between Visalia and Stockton. The Ports have taken the first 4 games of the series. The 2-1 inside. Check swing by Caldwell, but he held up. 3-1. Stewart readies, and the 3-1. Low, no. Caught the strike zone, according to Frankie Gonzalez. And a full count. Caldwell asking Gonzalez where that caught the zone. It was low, according to TrackMan. Caldwell was ready to toss the bat down to first and take his 16th walk of the season. Here's the payoff. That catches the outside corner. Strike 3 call. Away here in the bottom of the first, around the diamond for Stockton. Carlos Franco is behind the plate. Davis Diaz has the day off. Herman Ortiz at first, Jared Spreglot at second, Ali Camarillo at short, and Miles Naylor at third. CJ Patero in left, Pedro Pineda in center, Cameron Leary in right. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner to Borrega. Borrega had his second multi-hit game of this series last night. He's 5-for-12 in this series, driving in a pair of runs last night. The only 2 runs the Ride scored. The 0-1, change up on the outside corner for a strike. That was a gracious strike call by Frankie Gonzalez. Strike zone has been all over the place in this half inning. Here comes the 0-2. Wave and a miss, change up in the dirt. Franco tags out Borrega. 1-2-3 first for Sam Stewart. No score between Stockton and Visalia as we head to the second on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Budweiser Guest Services is where you can sign up for on-field games, buy tickets for future games, or get questions answered about Valley Strong Ballpark. Guest Services, now located behind the Cahuilla Health Grandstand, is thanks to Bueno Beverage Company and Budweiser, the official beer of the Visalia Rawhide. Tonight is our second Stars and Stripes Saturday, thanks to Budweiser, Bud Light, Bowls of Honor, and the Bueno Beverage Company. Get two tall cans of beer of Budweiser, Bud Light, Neutral, and Michelob Ultra for the patriotic price of only $17.76 each and every Saturday.
Top of the second from Visalia. No score. Welcome, Parada's first pitch to Jared Spratt is in for a strike. 1-2-3 innings on both sides, with the exception of Parada's walking the first bat. That misses outside and one strike. Paradis sidesteps and deals. Fastball on the inner third for a strike. 2-1. We mentioned Frankie gets behind the plate today. Patrick McMorris out in the field. First full series of baseball at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-1 home. Inside, 3-1. Spraglot saying it hit him, but I don't think it did, and Frankie Gonzalez is either. Certainly didn't look like it hit Spraglot. 3-1. This is out. That is now a full count, actually. Here's the payoff. Low ball four. So Paradis has walked through an inning plus. No walks in his first outing. 8 walk in outing. It was busy. How his command was earned, but after that leadoff walk in the first, ground out, strikeout, and fly to retire the frame. Ready batter Carlos Franco outside. Borrega slips out of his crouch and look back Spraglot to the back. Franco hit late on the season. His 4 hits on the year. 1-0. Flied right side and out of play. 1-1.
There's a broken glass work.
The ports have 2 Francos. They have Walter Franco and Carlos Franco. They're not related. They're not even from the same country. Can be a little confusing for the casual viewer. Pitch on. This is inside. 2-1. We're scoreless. 1 on. Nobody out in the top of the second. Cesar Franco's out in the lineup today. The outfielders from Florida. Carlos, catcher currently at the plate from Venezuela. Pitch home, grounded up the middle, could be 2. Glove by Rodriguez, flips the second to near the first. Double play. 6-4-3. Clears the bases. Two away.
Home of the $2 tacos on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Infield fielding has easy in this series for the ride, but that was one of the smoother turn plays. Rodriguez, a rare start at short with one Cornell on the bench. As Thomas Takeyoshi takes a first pitch strike. Designated hitter. Right-handed batter. Rodriguez then into Marte. Into Marte on the field for second straight day. This ball chopped left side. Racing over Soler. He fields. Throws to first. Marte stays on the bag on a little bit of a wide throw. And just like that, the inning is over. Quick work at the top of the second. Another scoreless frame. No score on the Ride Broadcast Network press box.
now it's time to turn your attention to the third baseline for excellent keeping timber safe races. For that, we'll send it to Caleb.
What is up, everybody? I am here with Mikey and Lucas, and they are all right, boys. Are you ready? 3, 2, go! And they are off to a hot start. Mikey takes the lead early, but Lucas is fighting. Mikey is just not letting up. He is running with all the heart he has got. Is he going to cross the finish line? He is. Mikey is going to win this one, but nonetheless, that was a great effort by Lucas. Back up to you, CJ.
Thanks. That has been tonight's Keeping Tip Safe, brought to you by Echelon Security Group. Security for tonight's game has been provided by Echelon Executive Protection and Security. For a level of professional security services, contact Echelon Executive Protection and Security at 559-909-1515.
Bottom of the second in Visalia. No score between Stockton and Visalia. And Epstein here from the Learn for Life press box on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. Sam Stewart worked a 1-2-3 first frame, and he's back out to face 4, 5, and 6 in the Rawhide lineup. And Santana the batter, first pitch home. Santana grabs right side. Coming in second baseman Sprague collects, tosses to first. One out. Valley Strong Credit Union helps kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills with specialized youth accounts for all ages. Find more information or get started today at Valley Strong Youth. Modifi Marte steps in and takes the first pitch strike. Four up, four down so far for Stewart in his second professional start. Pitch home. Outside. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. It's inside. And one strike. Marte leading the ride in batting average right now at 360. Here's the pitch. It's low. 3-1. He doesn't qualify officially. Slade Caldwell would lead the ride in batting average. Qualified batters at 316. Marte's had limited action, just his seventh game, but he's been very good. 9 hits in his first 6. Pitch home, wave, and a miss. And the count worked full. Comes the payoff. One hopper right at the shortstop. Cam to first. Two away. Rawhide offense had their opportunities last night. 11 hits totaled. Ten runners on base. They're 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position and unable to score in a few big innings, and they had opportunities. The first, they had runners on the corners with nobody out, didn't score. Here's the first pitch to Nin. The lefty takes inside for a ball, 1-0. And then, as we mentioned, could not score. Tying run came to the plate in SL Soler. Wasn't enough. Pitch off outside. Stewart delivers, and it's foul, tipped right into the glove of Franco. Here's the pitch home. Low, 3-1 to Nin. Nin hitting 250 on the year with 8 hits. Quietly off to a good start to the season for the Santo Domingo native. Had a 5-game hit streak in the first week of the season. His first year with the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball 4. And there's the first base runner on Sam Stewart.
batted to the high, number 90, Alexander Benoit.
Alexander Benoit to the plate. First base runner for the Ride and Nin, who has good speed. Three stolen bases, which is tied for first on the Rawhide. Benoit, the ready batter. Stewart has five more seconds on the pitch clock, and he's using it here. Pitch clock is running down. He's down to two as he fires home. Wave and a miss by Benoit. You get used to it as a pitcher. You go from high school to college and start using the pitch clock and just kind of know with the runner on. You have that extra 5 seconds. But with a fast runner, you're working out of the stretch. You can look over, use that extra 5 seconds, and there is a pickoff throw over to Nin. And certainly for some players, it can be more of an adjustment. I've been impressed how Slade Caldwell's dealt with it. He's never played with the pitch clock before. He's coming straight from high school ball. Some of the young prospects the Rawhide have, international prospects, haven't played very long with the pitch clock either. The 0-1's inside. Nin takes off. Throw to second is a good one. Out is Nin. Just like that, the inning over. Carlos Franco throws out your old Nin. And the Ports and Stewart face the minimum. We head to the third. No score on the Ride Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care, the kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
No score after two innings. No hits on either side on a beautiful Saturday night from Visalia. Looking Paradas out to work his third inning. The southpaw ready and home to Herman Ortiz. Chops at third base side. Gloved by Soler. Long throw to first. Not in time. That's Santana, playing third base today for the Ride. And
now batting for the Ports, number six.
Ortiz, great speed out of the box. And Santana played it back on a hop, and that was that. Ends up being an infield single for Ortiz, and there is the first hit of the day for either side coming in the top of the third. Pedro Pineda to the plate, right-handed batter, pitch home. Pineda slaps it right side. This ball will get down for a base hit in front of Alpuria. Hustling around is Ortiz to third. Here's the throw. Ortiz is out. Terrific throw from Alpuria. Rodriguez cut it off. And the Rawhide had their first out of the inning.
Electric. They're family-owned and operated in the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 302-9517.
So Pineda the hit, but Ortiz trying to extend it to third, and the Rawhide throwing out Ortiz. He ruled a single, and then Ortiz thrown out. So one away, back to the top of the order, and Ali Camarillo, he walked back in the first. Right-handed batter, pitch home. Camarillo hits it hard right side, and that's head out to the Concord. And look like it must have hit onto the pasture to the Brin tonight, or have their gloves out, just waiting for foul balls on this picturesque Saturday night. One on, one out in the top of the third, no score. Here's the pitch. Low. One ball and one strike. Not a cloud in the sky. Bright blue sky. Can see the foothills of the Sierras off in the distance. And if you squint really hard, you can just see the snow-capped peaks that are about in 2 hours drive away. Here's the pitch. Outside. 2-1. As they often are, as the months warm up, though, the Sierras are shrouded in a little bit of a haze and some clouds, up to 12,000 plus feet of elevation. 2-1. Inside, 3-1. And Mount Whitney is in Tulare County, same county as Visalia, the tallest point in all of the United States. Only Denali is taller. That's in Alaska. 3-1 home. Outside, 4. Walk to Camarillo. That's the third walk by Paradas. And he's worked around the trouble in the first two frames, but his command has not been his normally sharp self for a second straight start. Last year had an impeccable command with the rod and didn't have a walk in his first start. Borrega is going to lay down some signs for the Rawhide. 8 walks was a real shocker, though, by Paradas in San Jose. He only walked 18 batters last year and 90 innings pitched. Excellent command. 2-1, Pineda at second, Camarillo at first. CJ Patero the batter. The lefty takes high, 1-0. Beam of sunlight stretching from the dirt between second base and the shortstop position and out to left field, currently blinding Alexander Benoit. Pitch home is popped up and giving Benoit a chase, fighting the sun into the shadows now. Pitches up and makes the catch. Couple steps from the foul line. 2 away.
Now batting for the Bulls, number 1, Miles Naylor.
2 outs and Miles Naylor to the plate. He struck out swinging back in the first. What a week Naylor had, though. Certainly a candidate for Cal League Batter of the Week. Pitch home. Naylor takes high, 1-0. 2 on, 2 out. Top of the third, no score. Naylor has hit 3 solo home runs this week. Each home run has been farther than the last. Here's the pitch. Runners take off. Throw down to third is a good one by Borrega. Diving tag by Santana. Out is Pineda. Alberto Borrega shows off the arm that scouts love and gets the ride out of a jam in the top of the third. Still no score. So we head to the bottom of the third on the Ride Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Strong Credit Union helps kids learn, earn, save, and master money managing skills with specialized youth accounts for all ages. Find more information or get started today at valleystrong.com/youth. Fans, tonight's Max Scherzer bobblehead giveaway was sponsored by Valley Strong Credit Union. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive one of those one-of-a-kind Max Scherzer bobbleheads in his oak gear, all thanks to Valley Strong Credit Union. Grow your possibilities. Remember, fans, those bobbleheads can be picked up at the Budweiser Guest Services at the end of the fifth inning. And Rawhide fans, don't lose sleep over where you stay. Delivering the exceptional stay you deserve everywhere you want to be. The Hampton Inn and Suites in Tulare. Don't lose sleep over where you stay. Now batting for the high, number 19, Alexander Benoit.
No score, top of the third in Visalia. Beautiful Saturday night for baseball in front of a packed house at Valley Strong Ballpark. Alexander Benoit leading off, first pitch home. Is inside for a ball, 1-0. Bottom three in the lineup for the Rawhide. As the Sam Stewart has faced the minimum so far. He delivers a beautiful changeup, falling into the zone. 1-1. Stewart, 2 strikeouts. He walked your old Nin back in the second, but then Nin was thrown out stealing with Benoit at the plate. So Benoit getting a fresh start. 1-1. Waved and missed. 1-2. And Stewart finished his collegiate career at Portland, had an unbelievable season with the Pilots, 100 strikeouts, just 45 walks and 80 innings pitched. Portland native readies and fires. Wave and a miss. Changeup falling out of the zone. Benoit lunging after it. Strikeout number 3.
Now batting to the high, number 13, Adrian Rodriguez.
Adrian Rodriguez to the plate with one out here in the bottom of the third. No score. Rodriguez back in the starting lineup. Third game in this series. Stewart delivers. Fastball high. Count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez hitting .217 on the year. 5 hits, 7 games. Has 2 hits in this series and has scored twice. And he's played a nice glove in the infield when he's gotten the chance. The pitch. Fastball at the letters for a strike. 1-1. Rodriguez, one of only 2 draft picks in this Rawhide lineup. Slade Caldwell, of course, the other first-round pick. Rodriguez, an 8th round pick in the 2022 MLB draft. He hits this ball left side. Gloved by the third baseman, Naylor. Throw across the diamond in time for the out. 2 away. Sam Stewart is rolling at the moment.
Now batting for the high, number 7, Diosfran Cabeza.
2 away for Diosfran Cabeza, designated hitter, batting 9th tonight for the Rawhide. Switch hitter, he'll bat lefty. Stewart peers in, turns, and delivers. Another changeup. That's just a beaut falling into the zone, 0-1. That just freezes a batter. Stewart only made it through 3 innings. It's the longest first 2 starts as Cabeza takes a wild swing and a miss, 0-2. He's closing in on 3 innings facing the minimum. He allowed 2 hits in his first appearance, and then 5 hits, 6 runs in his last one. Got roughed up as the 0-2 misses outside 1-2. He has bounced back in a big way today in his first professional appearance on the road. His first 2 appearances came last week in Stockton against Rancho Cucamonga. Here's the 1-2. Fastball high, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 5th round pick and a prospect the Athletics really believe in. Here's the 2-2 outside, and Cabeza has worked it from an 0-2 count to a full count. Cabeza still looking for his first hit this season. He's 0-for-6 on the year, making his 4th appearance. And a late time called by Cabeza. From Maracay, Venezuela, Diosfran Cabeza, one of the favorites in the Rawhide clubhouse. Always has a smile on his face. Here comes the payoff. Wave and a miss. Big fastball by Stewart. He strikes out 4 Rawhide batters the first time through the lineup and faces the minimum. We head to the top of the 4th. Goose Eggs on the scoreboard on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Our grounds crew has been provided polos by Count Apparel, your local source for all your embroidery, screen printing, and promotional product needs. Give them a call at 559-733-7020 or visit CalApparel.net to look like the best dressed grounds crew in all of minor league baseball. Hey, Rawhide fans, Angry Chicks is stepping up to the plate as the official sponsor of the Dab Cam. When the cameras roll, it's time to bring the energy, So get on your feet, hit that dab, and let's turn up the excitement. Angry Tricks, feed your hungry.
Three innings complete in Visalia. No score between Stockton and Visalia. Beautiful Saturday night for baseball in the South Valley. Miles Naylor leads off and takes a first pitch low for a ball. Naylor was at the plate in the third when Pedro Pineda was caught stealing, trying to steal third base. 1-0. Wave and a miss. 1-1. We were mentioning before the inning ended, Naylor's three home runs this week. Last night, his hardest hit one yet. Here's the 1-1. Low, two balls and one strike. Naylor hitting it 412 feet to dead away center, 112 miles an hour off the bat. It was one where the crowd oohed and aahed. Pitch home, big swing and a miss. 2-2. Naylor is still only hitting 205 on the year, but he's had a very good series after a rough week and a half to start the season. He's starting to look like a first-round draft pick. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Six of the eight hits this season for Naylor have come here in Visalia. He awaits the 2-2, the pitch. Foul tipped, bounced off Borrego, who wipes the sweat out of his eyes on this warm evening. Temperatures dropping to the upper 60s by the end of the night, but still in the 70s with the sun setting to the west. 2-2 home, inside and a full count. Naylor 6 for 17 in this series through for a 353 clip. The payoff, wave and a miss. Paradas with his second strikeout of the night. Both of them have come
now
to Naylor.
Batting number 4, Cameron Leary.
So one away, and it brings up Cam Leary. He flew out to right back in the first. Paradiso fouled straight back. Big crowd got here early for the Max Scherzer bobblehead giveaway. Scherzer, one of the all-time greats to come through Valley Strong Ballpark, one of many. The 0-1, roped right side, leaping up and making the catch. Morifi Marte stumbled into Patrick McMorris, the umpire as well, but held on to the baseball. What a catch right on the edge of the grass lip down the line. Marte showing off the athleticism. Two away. Some good plays by the Rawhide infield early in this game. They have helped out the starter, Wilkin Paradis. First pitch home to Jared Spreglot, fouled back. Spreglot walked back in the second. Paradis takes a big, deep breath, and the pitch home. Ground ball left side, diving the third baseman, Santana, picks it up, throw across the diamond to first, not in time. It took Marte off the bag. He tried to tag the back of Spreglot, but Spreglot just outran him. What a play, though, by Santana, who's back at third base with Soler getting the night off. Santana played third base really all of last year for Visalia, making a terrific play. But the throw, I think even if it was online, might have just been late. That was a full extension by Santana just to get to the baseball. So an infield single for Spreglot. He's at first. He's Carlos Franco to the plate. Ready batter takes a first pitch strike. 0-1. Paradis up to 55 pitches now here in the fourth. He's allowed three hits, three walks, but he's similar to his opening weekend start. Worked around trouble. The 0-1 in the dirt. A throw back to first by Barrega just late. Lights are on, but not really into effect. The final rays of sunshine on this glorious Saturday evening. Bouncing off the yellow Pacifico sign and left and giving a few more beads of light into the eyes of Alexander Benoit. Pitch home, grounded up the middle, racing in Rodriguez. He fields, flips to second for the force out. Side retired. Wilkin Paradis looking good tonight. He's put up four scoreless frames. Rahai trying to get the offense going on the other side. No score on the Rahai Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
Bud Light, Homes of Honor, and the Bueno Beverage Company would like us to take a moment to salute the heroes in attendance tonight at Valley Strong Ballpark.
At Learn for Life High School, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Back in Visalia, a little Billy Idol playing on a oldie Saturday night. No score. Old-fashioned pitcher's duel certainly on hand on this Saturday night. A third straight game of a low-scoring game. That's just the way Stockton likes it. They lead the league in ERA. They lead the league in whip. They lead the league in batting average against. They lead the league in strikeouts. It's a pitching staff top to bottom for the Ports that has dominated this season. And Sam Stewart has continued that domination tonight. He hasn't given up a hit and faced the minimum through three. His first pitch home to Jose Alpuria is fouled right side and out of play. Only base runner to reach against Stewart. The first time through the lineup was Yerald Nin, who walked, and then he was thrown out. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Stewart takes a big, deep breath. And here's the pitch. Flied into center. Plenty of room for Pineda. Takes a few steps back and makes the catch. One away.
Now batting for the high, number three, Slade Caldwell.
One out for Caldwell. He struck out looking back in the first. Thought he had a walk. He probably should have had a walk. But Frankie Gonzalez's strike zone has been sporadic tonight. Rather inconsistent as he calls the first big strike to Caldwell on the breaking ball. Here's the 0-1 home. slide up the middle, batted down by the second baseman Spraglot, picks it back up, high throw, not in time, over the head of Ortiz, who had to make a leaping throw. Caldwell runs it out for an infield single, and the Rawhide have their first hit of the day.
Now batting for the high, number 6, Alberto Barriga.
So a good play by Spraglot just to keep the ball in the infield and get a chance to get the out. That was a good throw from his knees, all things considered, but the fastest man in the Central Valley sprinting down the line. Good luck catching him. So Caldwell at first with one out, and Alberto Barriga follows. Pitch on. Low, and it gets by Franco back to the backstop, and Caldwell back to second. Pass ball by Carlos Franco, and only his second start beyond the dish in this series. It's mostly been Davis Diaz for Stockton, but he has the night off. Rawhide have a runner in scoring position. Only the second runner in scoring position for either side. And Stockton's came all the way back in the first step. No score here in Visalia. Pitch home. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Barriga in the fifth inning last night. Two outs, two RBI single. It gave the Rawhide a brief 2-1 lead, but it would not last. Stockton came right back out, scored three runs the next inning. 1-1, misses low, 2-1. Now, last night's game was just one of those crazy games at the ballpark. It was only 6-2, but it took nearly 3 hours and saw just about everything. I was talking with Harry Karginian, the Rawhide's longtime scorer here, has been here longer than almost anyone else, and he was talking about some of the things he saw last night he'd never seen. 2-1. Beautiful changeup into the zone, 2-2. We had not one but two pitch clock violations by batters, causing them to be struck out. At Davis Diaz's bunt, where he was really just trying to protect himself from being hit, laid down a bunt, and it ended up scoring a runner from second. That was the go-ahead run that scored in the ballgame last night. Had a stolen base attempt where not one but two runners ended up being thrown out. And that was just a little bit of the craziness. 2-2, broken bat flare, popped up on the infield. Couple steps in for Naylor, and he makes the catch. And two away in the inning. When the best need their rest, they stay at the Hampton Inn Tulare. Visit Visalia Rawhide's website for a discount for your next stay in the Valley. Ruben Santana to the plate. He grounded out back in the second. Santana trying to break out of an early season slump. Stewart readies and delivers. Low 1-0 to Santana. Santana 1-for-10 this week and has just 5 hits so far this season for a 139 batting average. Uncharacteristic start to the season. A whip around by Stewart, throw back to Caldwell, who dives in safely. Santana played all of 2024 with the Rawhide. 106 games. Drove in 51 runs. But hasn't found anything with the bat so far this season as he fouls one off right side, 1-1. Like, it has to be coming soon for the still young, even though he's in his second full season of single A, just 20 years old from El Cibo in the Dominican Republic. 198 career games entering the season. It's up over 100 now. One home. Low, 2-1. Santana was one of a few different Rawhide players that played in the spring breakout game for the Diamondbacks back in March down in spring training. Nationally televised, and the Diamondbacks prospects beat the Royals in that spring breakout game. 2-1 home. High, 3-1. Talked to a couple of the Rawhide players about the spring breakout game and a chance for all the top prospects in the D-backs organization to get together and play an official game. Not a lot of these guys, you know, weren't playing in the actual spring training game. So this was an opportunity to play a big game. 3-1 on the outside corner for a strike and a full count. And not just that, but getting to play a game nationally televised and covered on MLB Network. All these players really got highlighted It's a really cool opportunity. Connor Foley played in the game as well. Slade Caldwell did. Here's the payoff. Foul away. Yacel Soler as well for the Rawhide.
Broken window for Vision Glassworks. Called Justin at 747-2000.
D-backs very much a lot of belief in Ruben Santana, but he's also had the challenge this year of moving over to first base from his customary third base with Yacel Soler slotting in at the hot corner. Here's the payoff. Low, ball four, and Santana's in such a slump that he gives a bat flip to the walk, flirls it behind him, and it
now batting for the
gave
high.
Six
number
turns
11,
in the air before it fell.
DB Marte!
It's the seventh walk of the season for Santana. It was a well-worked at-bat, and there's two aboard for Marte. He detailed in his first at-bat, off to a good start this season. He grounded out back in the second. Two on, two out, bottom of the fourth. No score. Pitch home. Sails high, 1-0 to Marte. 9 hits in the 6 games for Marte, including his first multi-hit game of the season last night, which included a double. Ride had 11 hits last night. 1-0. Grounded softly left side and going foul. Caldwell at second. He reached on the first single of the game for the Rawhide. And now Santana at first on a walk. Searching for our first run tonight. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball left side. Backhanded by the shortstop. Camarillo throw to first, not in time. Marte runs out an infield single, and the bases are loaded. Now Camarillo saved a run by keeping this ball on the infield. His attempt at a Derek Jeter throw from the edge of the grass was a good one, but late. So Yeraldon into the plate. Lefty batter walked back in the second. He was the only Rawhide batter to reach the first time through the lineup against Stewart. Stewart readies, sides the shoulders, and delivers. Inside on a changeup, 1-0. Him hitting 250 on the year. He's driven in 2 runs. Now 2 hits on the series. 1-0. Swing and a miss, a violent swing. He couldn't catch up to a fastball. Lights are on and starting to come into effect, about 50% effect. Haze of blue and light tangerine forming on the horizon. The 1-1, low and in the dirt. Good stop by Franco. 2 balls and 1 strike. Packed house here at Valley Strong Ballpark on a Saturday night, Easter weekend here in Visalia, and it couldn't be better weather. 2-1 home. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike, 2-2. Bases loaded, Caldwell at third, Santana at second, Marte at first, 2 outs here in the fourth. Rawhide get the clutch hit they've been looking for. Here's the 2-2. Outside and the full count. Alexander Benoit is on deck. Runners will be going here. 2 outs and the base is juiced. Full count. Stewer stewing on the bump. Here's the payoff. Hard hit into right center. Pineda racing over on his horse, reaches up and makes the jogging catch at the end of, at the edge of the track. Nin just missed it. We're scoreless through 4 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Good old pitcher's duel on a Saturday night from Visalia. Wilkin Paradis and Sam Stewart have combined to toss four scoreless so far this evening. Just a combined five hits between the two. Bottom of the order, Thomas Takeyoshi leading off for Stockton against Paradis. Southpaw fires a first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. It's the 57th pitch thrown by Paradis. He's allowed at least one base runner in every inning, but he's gotten out of the jam every time. The 1-0. Flied into right. Long run for Alperia. Over in the corner, he makes the running gab on the edge of the dirt track. Disappeared into the corner and right, out of my view. Right along the packed Four Creeks pasture tonight. Hopefully he tossed it up for a souvenir for someone. Mon Ortiz reached on a single back in the third, and he comes to the plate. Pitch home. Chopped up the middle over the head of Paradis, racing in Rodriguez, bobbles and drops the ball, and Ortiz is safe. He would lean towards an air there on Adrian Rodriguez. Get the call from our official scorer. High hopper right over Paradis. Not an easy play for Rodriguez, but maybe he doesn't make the throw. That's what the score is debating right now. If he holds on and the throw's late anyways, well, then you can't give him the air, but took away the chance at that by being able to squeeze the glove. Rodriguez is readjusting the glove right now. He's looking down on it. Ortiz takes a first pitch, or Pineda, excuse me, takes a first pitch ball. Now waves at the 1-0 to even up the count at one apiece. Ortiz at first with one out here in the top of the fifth. No score. Pitch on. Misses inside. One ball and one strike. Lights now into majority effect with the sun set on this Saturday night in Tulare County. 2-1 home. Chopped off the end of the bat. Trickler down the line. Fair ball. Picked up, not dropped by Paradis. More very costly errors by the Rawhide infield when they can least afford it. It's been the theme of this losing streak. Ball bounced in the dirt right in front of the plate. Effectively a bunt. And Paradis was reaching up to try to make the throw before he'd picked up the ball. That will kindly go down as a hit. The air, though, does go to Rodriguez, so Ortiz reaching. So an E6 and then ruled an infield single to Pineda. Pineda very well might have been safe, but again, Paradis limits the chance. Now a bunt laid down by Camarita on the line's a great one. Perega from his knees makes the throw. Both runners advance. Santana.
Oh, what a play!
Marte racing back towards home plate to make sure a repeat of last night doesn't happen. Both runners advance a base. That's looking like a rock star on stage by Alberto Borrega sliding on his knees on this well-manicured grass. Really making a nice play. Borrega is continued to play a great defensive catcher to start the season. So two away, but two runners in scoring position. C.J. Patero, the batter. He's 0-2. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. A slider catches the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. It's been a quick-moving inning with plenty of action. Fly out, air, infield single, bunt. Two outs, now two in scoring position. Still looking for our first run. The 0-1 is in for a strike. 0-2. Time called by Patero. Patero was 1-for-5 yesterday with two strikeouts and a single. A Boston College Eagle graduate. The 0-2. Chopper off the end of the bat. Another play for Paradis. He picks it up. Throws to first in time for the out. Paradis makes the big play when it counts, and the Rawhide work around some infield iffiness in the top of the fifth for another scoreless frame. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Still no score on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-outs. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom five from Valley Strong Ballpark. Still no score between the Ports and the Rawhide. Visalia trying to win their first game of this series. First pitch home. Benoit takes outside for a ball. 1-0. Sam Stewart worked around trouble in the fourth. He kicks, turns, and delivers. Wave and a miss, 0-2. No score, top of the fifth. I mentioned it's Max Scherzer bobblehead giveaway tonight. First 500 fans got a Scherzer bobblehead courtesy of Valley Strong Credit Union. The three-time Cy Young Award winner. 1-1. This is low. Two balls and one strike. There's been some great players to come through Visalia, but there's been few better that started their career here. Scherzer's first ever pro appearance came right here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-1. Misses inside. Three balls and one strike to Benoit. No score. Bases empty in the bottom of the fifth. We're scoreless. On June 7th of 2007, after Scherzer was a first-round pick by the Diamondbacks, here's the 3-1. Grounded foul left side. And Benoit's worked the count full. Scherzer was a 2006 first-round draft pick by the Diamondbacks out of the University of Missouri. Debuted as a professional on June 7th here at what was then called Recreation Park. And, oh, my goodness, it's happened again. Before the full count, Benoit took too late getting into the batter's box. That's a pitch clock violation, and that's the third strikeout for a batter in the last two games. Getting into the box too late. Now two to the Rawhide, one to the Ports. One away, and Adrian Rodriguez to the plate. He takes the first pitch inside. One out, base is empty, bottom five, no score. Scherzer was excellent in his first ever pro appearance in front of a crowd of about 2,000 on June 7th. Here's the pitch. wave and a miss, 1-1. Toss five innings of one-run ball against the Bakersfield Blaze. The most impressive thing, as I was looking at the box score, Serger threw just 34 pitches to complete five innings. The pitch home is hit high into the air by Rodriguez, taking Pineda back, leaping. It's off the wall, bouncing back into center field. Rodriguez hustling around third. He will put on the stop sign there, but a triple up the center field wall by Adrian Rodriguez. That ball just kept on carrying and carrying and hit off the Valley Children's Healthcare giraffe. It's on the billboard in right center or left center. Pedro Pineda tracked it well and made a leaping attempt on what would have been a highlight-worthy grab. But especially when he couldn't make the catch, that ball ricocheted way back into center field, and Rodriguez was easily into third. So he's at third, one out. Steals Flan Cabeza, takes the first pitch strike. The infield is in for Stockton. All four infielders on the edge of the infield grass. Cabeza struck out swinging back in the third. First extra base hit tonight for Visalia. Here's the 0-1. It skips in the dirt, and that's a good stop by Franco. That pitch way in front. That gets by him, and likely Rodriguez comes home to score. That can be the difference in winning or losing a ball game. Here's the pitch. A changeup just misses outside. Two balls and one strike. It's Rodriguez's first extra base hit with the Rawhide. His sixth hit of the season and by far his biggest. 2-1. Fastball high. Three balls and one strike to Cabeza. And after Cabeza, it's the top of the order. Alpuria and then Caldwell. 3-1, looping breaking ball in for a strike, and a full count to Cabeza. That just throws Cabeza. That changeup that's been worked to perfection tonight by Stewart. Here's the payoff. Changeup on the outside corner. Strike three called.
Now batting for the high, number one, Jose Alfuria.
Fifth strikeout of the night for Stewart. Two away, Rodriguez at third. And to the top of the order in Jose Alpuria. He's 0-2 tonight. Ready on righty, pitch home. Back to the changeup, but it missed outside, 1-0. Lights into full effect. The sky, a mix of navy blue and a light lavender haze on the horizon. The plane flying overhead, the pitch outside. 2-0. The bright white lights of a plane illuminated, maybe cruising at about 10,000 feet, but possibly getting closer to the ground as it heads towards Fresno International Airport. Pitch home. Big swing and a miss by Alpuria. 2-1. Wave through a fastball. He looked like he was aiming to hit the plane 10,000 feet in the air. Time is called by Alpuria. After a swing like that, you give yourself a big, deep breath. Tell yourself to calm down a little bit. Trying to drive in the go-ahead run at third. Here's the 2-1. Grounder right side. Backhanded by the first baseman Ortiz. He'll toss to the pitcher. Stewart steps on the bag. Side retired. Adrian Rodriguez triples, but the Rawhide can't bring him home. Five innings complete. No runs on the board on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. with an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Budweiser guest services starting now to get your Max Scherzer bobblehead giveaway. The first 500 fans through the gate tonight received a voucher which can now be redeemed at the Budweiser guest services. Head there now to redeem your voucher and get your bobblehead. Now batting number one, Miles Naylor.
We're back in Visalia for the top of the sixth inning. No score between the Rawhide and the Ports on a beautiful Saturday night. First pitch home is a strike on the outside corner. Defensive substitution, Adrian De Leon has entered for Alberto Barrega behind the plate at catcher. Have to hope Barrega is okay. Pitch home misses 1-1. Barrega made that exceptional sliding play on the grass last inning defensively to throw out Ali Camarillo on an attempted bunt. Naylor fouls it back. 1-2 count to Naylor, who struck out both times today against Wilkin Paradas, who's into his sixth inning of work. Here's the pitch home. Hard hit ground ball right at the shortstop. Rodriguez collects, fires to first. One away. Be sure to come out to the official gym partner of your Visalia Rawhide baseball team at the Lifestyle Fitness Center, located at 5105 West Cypress Avenue in Visalia, only 10 minutes away from the ballpark. I do that drive all the time after work going to the Lifestyle Fitness Center. Cameron Leary steps in, left-handed batter, pitch on. Big wave and a miss, 0-1. So we were chatting last inning before Adrian Rodriguez's triple about Max Scherzer and his bobblehead being given out tonight. Fans are actually collecting the Scherzer bobbleheads right now. Received a voucher walking into the gate. The 0-1 misses low, 1-1. Smart move by the Ride staff, so you don't have to carry it around all day. Here comes the 1-1 to Leary. The pitch popped up off the end of the bat. Behind home plate, De Leon looking up. It bounces right off the top frame of the netting and ricochets into the stands. It scared a group of young fans. Well, I had a word in mind, but I can't say that word. It spooked them, that's for sure. An older gentleman was able to pick it up as it ricocheted around. De Leon thought he had a chance. It hit right on top of the net of the pole connecting the netting. This ball's grounded now right side. It's fair. Underhand toss by Nin, and just like that, there's two away. Modifi Marte thinks it's three. He's running off the field, and the rest of his teammates are looking around. I'm not sure you took too many math lessons in high school. You weren't paying attention, were you? So just like that, there's two away, and Lucan Paradas just continues to roll. He's at 76 pitches. Two outs here in the sixth. Pitch home, grounded right side. Over is the first baseman, Marte. Underhand tosses to Paradas. Steps on the bag. Side retire. Six shutout innings tonight for Wilkin Paradas. And he's worked a quality start. The first Rawhide pitcher to do so this season. Head to the bottom of the sixth. We are moving at a rapid pace on a Saturday night. Scoreless on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Lurk for Life press box.
We want to say a happy birthday to Michelle Hairston. We'd also like to say happy birthday, Stacy.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentic with myself, even at school.
I learn for life high schools. I can.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Cashback available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 430-25.
Back in Visalia for the bottom of the sixth. Slade Caldwell leads off, and the lefty batter takes a first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Score here on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. Pitch home. Lined into left. Long run for Patero. He'll watch it fall on the track and off the wall. Caldwell hustling into second with another double, his seventh of the season. Another two-hit night for the first-round pick, Fina. Caldwell just continues to hit. His seventh double of the season. He entered tonight tied for first in the Cal League with Ricardo Cova of Modesto with six doubles. So pending what Cova does, he's taken the lead. Seven doubles now this season. Alberto Borrega steps to the plate, shows bunt, pulls it back, and takes outside. It's Adrian De Leon at the plate. As we mentioned last half inning, De Leon came in as a defensive substitution for Borrega at catcher. So De Leon off the bench here to face Sam Stewart. Continues to work now into his sixth frame. It's just the fourth hit he's allowed to Caldwell. Caldwell has two of the four hits tonight for the Raja. First baseman's weighing on the grass. Bunt showed pulled back, and this time a strike, 1-1. De Leon showing bunt all the way, pulls it back, and this time low. Have no outs. You have a very speedy runner at Caldwell, the go-ahead runner at second. I think the goal is absolutely to advance him to third, but the first baseman Ortiz is way onto the grass. De Leon's not hiding the bunt. Here it is. De Leon can't lay it down. It fouls it straight back, and now it's 2-2, and see if De Leon swings away now. Stewart looks back at second. Bunt still shown, but Stewart steps off and watches Caldwell back to the base. Bottom of the sixth, no score. Four hits apiece for both sides. And we've gotten to the sixth in less than an hour and a half. Here's the 2-2. Bunt is shown. It is laid down. Back to the plate. Picked up by the first baseman, Ortiz. He throws back to first base where Spreglot's there covering the bag, but Caldwell advances to third. It wasn't pretty, but the job done by Adrian De Leon to advance Slade Caldwell. The leadoff double for Caldwell. He goes to third. One out, and Ruben Santana to the plate. Santana walked in the fourth, grounded out in the second. Infield is in for Stockton. All four infielders on the edge of the grass. The Rawhide looking to take the lead. Pitch home. A looping changeup misses inside. 1-0. Caldwell has two of the four hits for the Rawhide tonight. He's the go-ahead run 90 feet away. 1-0 sails high. Two balls and no strikes. Visalia trying to end a 10-game losing streak tonight. Turn the page on a new chapter to the season. The pitch. Hopped up the middle, off the mound, into center field, base hit. Caldwell scores, Rawhide lead. Santana got just enough of a pitch outside of the zone off the mound with the infield in. What would have been an easy ground out for Camarillo turned into a base hit up the middle. And that might do it for Sam Stewart. It will. He takes the ball to Javier Godard. Good work by Stewart tonight. He works five innings, but exits here and now in line for the loss. Dr. Go to the pen. We'll step aside. 1-0 by Saley on the Ride Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
The Rawhide have taken a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ruben Santana, an RBI single to score Slade Caldwell, and chasing the starter Sam Stewart from the game. Tucker Novotny's first pitch home is fouled straight back by Bonifi Marte. Novotny making his third appearance of the season, 4.50 ERA. Two innings pitched. He's allowed four hits, one run, three strikeouts, and one walk. Big lefty fires home, taking off Santana, throw down to second, he's not in time. Santana sliding safely under the tag of Jared Spriglott, the second baseman. And Taco Santana in scoring position.
Section 209, you just got a free Doritos Locos Taco.
Marte one for two today. Novotny working out of the stretch, peering in. The lefty high set above the belt, kicks and delivers. Wave and a miss by Marte. 1-2. Novotny's first appearance of this series. 18th round pick in 2024 from the University of Minnesota. The Golden Gopher is a Minnesota native from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, suburb of Minneapolis. 1-2. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Caldwell led off the inning with a double, advanced to third on a bunt by De Leon, and Ruben Santana with a big RBI single for the first run of the game. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Marte foul tips it into the glove of Marte, and there's two away.
Now batting for the high number nine.
Second out for the Ports. You're all Nin to the plate. For one today with a walk for the second baseman. Lefty on lefty matchup. Here's the pitch home. Grounded right side. Playing it back is the second baseman. Spriglott collects, fires to first for the third out of the inning. The Rawhide, though, take the lead. Caldwell a double. Santana drives him in. And we head to the final three frames. Rawhide 1, Ports nothing on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Our ground crew has been provided polos prepared by Cal Apparel. Your local
grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Top of the seventh in Visalia. The Rawhide need nine more outs to end their 10-game losing streak and secure their first win of this series. Nate Savino will try to continue the Rawhide shutout. Savino making his third appearance of the season and first appearance of this series. University of Virginia grad. The lefty fires home. A first pitch strike at the knees to Carlos Franco. Franco is 0-2 today. Savino turns and delivers. Sliced right side off the side netting, 0-2. Savino's first appearance of the series. He last pitched last Saturday night in San Jose. Went 1 2/3, allowed just one earned run, but did allow three total runs. 0-2 home, grounded right side, picked up by the second baseman, Nin. A throw to first isn't the best of the day, but Marte able to keep the back foot on the bag, one away.
Now batting for the Bulls, number three, Thomas Takeyoshi.
So one out, Thomas Takeyoshi to the plate. Takeyoshi is 0-2 today. Savino fires up. Foul tipped back into the glove of De Leon, who defensive replacement for Borrega last inning. Overall, Savino, 4.15 ERA and 4 1/3 innings of work. The 0-1 outside, 1-1. 6 strikeouts, 5 walks. And just his third inning of work has had Tommy John surgery back in 2023. Pitch home, wave and a miss, 1-2 make it. This is his first time pitching a full season since TJ surgery. Split time last year between Visalia and the Arizona Complex League after returning from injury. Third round pick in the 2022 MLB draft. Here's the pick. Fouled straight back. No runs on 4 hits, no errors for the Ports. 1 run on 5 hits, 1 error for the Rawhide. Savino working very quickly, turns and delivers. Hard hit ground ball, 1 hopped into the glove of Marte. Race over to the bag to record the second out of the inning. NTF Productions, the official partner for the Visalia Rawhide and all things IT management and ballpark sound. For IT management needs or entertainment upgrades, give NTM Productions a call at 559-550-1500. Herman Ortiz steps to the plate. He's 1-2 today, reached on a single in the third. The lefty takes outside. Savino readies, and here's the 1-0. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. See both the two-seam and four-seam fastball from Savino. He mixes that in with a changeup and a slider. Size the shoulders, readies, and delivers. Chipped off the end of the bat. It's foul, bouncing in the right-handed batter's box. 1-2 to Ortiz. Savino flutters the glove. Here's the 1-2. Fastball at the top of the zone. Strike three called. Inning over. 1-2-3 inning for Nate Savino in the seventh. Time to stretch early tonight in Visalia. 1-0 the Rawhide lead on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
The seventh inning stretch is brought to you by Valley Strong Credit Union. Bank with Valley Strong Credit Union and find out how they can grow your possibilities.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Low performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Alexander Benoit.
1-0 lead for the Rawhide over the Ports. Bottom of the seventh on a Saturday night just outside of downtown Visalia. Alexander Benoit leads off and waves at a first pitch breaking ball from Tucker Novotny. Novotny out for his first full inning of work. Came in relief for Sam Stewart in the sixth. Ride scored the go-ahead run in the sixth. Slade Caldwell leadoff double, came around to score. The 0-1 low. One ball, one strike. Ruben Santana with the go-ahead RBI single to put Visalia in front. Here's the 1-1 home. Bunt shown and laid down the first base line. And going foul, 1-2. Walk back to the plate for Benoit. Rawhide, the latest they've led in this series, into the seventh inning. Wilkin Parades, six shutout innings. Nate Savino entering out of the bullpen and working a perfect seventh. It's a guy who started games last year for Visalia. He might try to finish this game. Earn the save. The 1-2, cut on and miss. Benoit down on strikes, and there's one away here in the seventh.
Now that is the high number 13, Adrian Rodriguez.
Adrian Rodriguez to the plate. He tripled back in the fifth. A triple off the center field wall, but was left stranded. First pitch home to the righty. Inside. 1-0. Novotny sets, kicks, and deals. Flied off the screen. The count even at one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 home. In the dirt, two balls and one strike. Rancho Cucamonga leading San Jose. Down in the Inland Empire, 4-0. That series is tied at 2 apiece. Here's the 2-1 home. Grounded left side and foul. Two balls and two strikes. Modesto 10-3 on the season. They're a game up on Stockton, the North entering tonight. They lead Inland Empire 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Fresno and Lake Elsinore are working at a crawl right now. They're still only in the top of the third. And it's 5-5 between the Storm and the Grizzlies. The Storm winning last night put up double-digit runs on Fresno. Both teams with losing records there. 2-2. Inside and a full count to Rodriguez. Those will be the two teams the Rawhide will see next. They'll head down to Lake Elsinore next week for a six-game set with the Storm, and then they're back here for the first round of the South Valley Rivalry Series against Fresno. Here's the payoff. Fly foul. Good plate appearance being put together here by Rodriguez. Here, look at the Cal League out-of-town scoreboard tonight. It's Modesto in first place, followed by Stockton in the north and the south. A lot of parity so far this season. Here comes the payoff again. Check swing by Rodriguez. Did he go around? Yes, he did. He's down on strikes, two away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Novotny to start the seventh.
Now batting for the high, number seven, Diostran Cabeza.
He's retired all four batters he's faced. That's coming in relief for Sam Stewart. Three of the four being strikeouts. Diostran Cabeza is 0 for 2 today with two strikeouts. Lefty batter, that's lefty pitcher. The pitch, big wave and a miss, 0-1. Rancho Cucamonga, the only team in the South Division right now with a winning record. The 0-1 outside, one ball and one strike. So the Quakes are in the early catbird seat for taking the first half title in the South, but there's just such a long ways to go. We're only in Series 3 of the season. In April of a season that will stretch to September, the 1-1. On the outside corner, 1-2. Game 14 of 132 scheduled for this season. Novotny ready and throws. Chopper up the middle. Novotny backhands it. Fields flips to first in time to retire the side. 1-2-3 inning for the Minnesota Golden Gopher in the seventh. We head to the eighth. 1-0 Visalia on the Rye Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Congratulations to all of tonight's winners. Please bring your winning scorecard to the Anthem Team store to claim your prize. Be advised, all lucky number scorecard winners are posted outside the team store for you to check.
The Rawhide needs six more outs to secure their first victory in 13 days. Nate Savino out for his second inning of work. Fires the first pitch high for a ball to Pedro Pineda. Savino worked a 1-2-3 seventh. Here's the pitch. On the inner third for a strike. One ball and one strike. pitch. Sliced into right. Alperia a few steps in, reaches up the glove. One away. Savino well rested. Mentioned he could try to get the final nine outs of this game. Wilkin Paradis working the quality start tonight. First quality start of the season by a Rawhide pitcher going six innings. And now Savino four up, four down. Pitch home. Fastball on the inside corner, 0-1. Camarillo, two walks tonight and a sacrifice bunt, so he doesn't officially have an at-bat yet. The 1-0 misses low, one ball and one strike. Quiet night for the leadoff hitter, Texas A&M grad from Chula Vista, California, just outside of San Diego. 1-1. Inside, two balls and one strike. Camarillo played for Chula Vista Little League in the College World, or in the Little League World Series, and he's one of actually two players on the ports to play in the Little League World Series. Here's the 2-1. Flied into right center. Alperia racing in. He'll play it on a hop. Base hit for Camarillo.
Hey, fans, just to let you know, we have $1 hot dogs. And half-off burgers
so
right
a
now in the concession stand while supplies last.
Single for Camarillo. Now he's aboard. One on CJ and Patero. One out. CJ Patero to the plate. Quiet night for the left-handed hitter. He's 0 for 3. Lefty on lefty matchup. Favorable here for Savino. The ready Miles Naylor will fall. Then another lefty in Cam Leary. One on, one out. Savino steps off and throws back to first. Camarillo, the tying run at first, a three-stride lead there. Savino gives him a look, fires home, bunt shown, pulled back, but the pitch misses high. 1-0. One oh home. On the outside corner for a strike. And the count goes even. 1-1. Three, 210, Sterling, Virginia native Savino readies. Here's the pitch. It misses low, two balls and one strike. Lefty trying to secure the win for the Rawhide tonight and end a 10-game losing skid. 2-1. Chopped right side, could be two. Gloved by Nin. He throws to second. Back to first. Double play. 4-6-3. Ending double play. Nin to Rodriguez to Marte. Just like that. Side retired. We head to the bottom of the eighth. 1-0 Rawhide on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
We have had an amazing experience.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-outs. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Goes for it, and he misses. We did not make a shot here today, but in our hearts, they're both winners. Back up to you, CJ.
Thanks, Caleb. That was your Valley Oaks Putting Contest. Contact the Valley Oaks Golf Course at 651-1441. Now batting for the Hyde.
Back in Visalia, Brian Restituyo is the new pitcher for Stockton. He fires the first pitch home to Jose Alperio, crushes the ball into left. Back is Patel reaching up and making the catch along the wall. What a catch by Patero. Alperia hit that ball on a rope, and Patero read it well and made a running catch along the wall.
Signed team jersey. Now batting number three, Slade Caldwell.
One away for Caldwell. He's 2-for-3 tonight and has scored the lone run in this game. The pitch home, a strike to Caldwell, 0-1. Caldwell singled back in the fourth. He doubled the lead off the sixth and came around to score on an RBI single by Ruben Santana. That is the only run in tonight's ballgame. The 0-1. Misses low. One ball and one strike to Caldwell. No runs on five hits. No errors for Stockton. One run on five hits and one error for Visalia. Wilkin Paradas worked six shutout innings. Nate Savino's worked two strong, and the bullpen is quiet. Pitch home. Caldwell jams it foul left side. Looks like Savino will come out for the ninth to try to earn his first professional save. Last season he was a starter in a relief appearance this year with Visalia. He will face the heart of the Stockton lineup in the ninth, Naylor, Leary, and Spraglock, 3, 4, and 5. The 1-2 home. Fly left side and drifting well out of play. Here's the 1-2. Inside, and it hits Caldwell. Right on the number three. Now, Slade's a tough kid, too. He's not just smart and fast. He turned around and took one for the team. Didn't even really get out of the way of it. The rest of Tuyo allows his first base runner here in relief in the end. One on, one out for Adrian De Leon. He's 0-for-2. Actually, first plate appearance back in the sixth, he laid down a bunt that advanced Caldwell to third. Defensive replacement at catcher for Alberto Barrega about halfway through this ballgame. Restituyo on the bunt, making his second appearance of this series. He allowed one hit, one run, and one inning of work back on Wednesday night. Pitch home, sails high, and then a wild throw by the catcher. Franco back to first base. It goes down the right field line. Caldwell's on his horse. He will hustle all the way to third without a throw. A costly, sloppy error by Carlos Franco, airmailing a throw over the head of the first baseman, Armando Ortiz. Goes way down the right field line, and just a throw that didn't really need to be made. And now Caldwell has a chance to score his second run of the game and give the Rawhide a chance to double their lead. And Stockton is going to put the force on, at least at first and second, and intentionally walk De Leon. Choose to face
now
Ruben Santana.
Number 20, Ruben Santana.
What a bold choice. Santana has the go-ahead RBI single back in the sixth. 1-for-2 today and also a walk. So runners on the corners. One out at the bottom of the eighth. Restituyo home, and Santana waves and misses. 0-1. Ride looking for key insurance to extend their lead here tonight and end a 10-game losing skid. Pitch home, chopped foul, 0-2. Restituyo's arm on his hip. Comes set at the belt. Kicks and delivers. Wave and a miss. Big slider inside. strikes out Santana, and that is a big second out.
Now batting for the high, number 11, Odibi Marte.
Well, Stockton and manager Javier Godard liked the matchup, and it worked out. Restituyo striking out Santana. Modifi Marte, the batter, right-handed hitter, 1-for-3 on the day. First time facing the lefty. Pitch home, another swing and a miss. That pitch way outside, 0-1. 1-0 lead, two outs, bottom of the eighth. Here's the 0-1. Grounded up the middle, it just hit the glove of Restituyo, but right to the second baseman. Spraglot steps on the bag, and the inning is over. The Ride, three outs away from securing a victory after 2 weeks of heartbreaking defeats. Nate Savino coming to the mound on the other side on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, 2 indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Nate Savino and Visalia looking to close out proceedings in the top of the ninth and secure the first Rawhide win in 13 days. Miles Naylor leads off for Stockton. Savino home, first pitch misses low, 1-0. The lefty Savino has allowed just one base runner through his first two innings of work. It was a single, and it was quickly erased by a double play last inning. Pitch home, strike on the inner third to Naylor, 1-1. Naylor is 0-for-3 today with 2 strikeouts, but he has 3 home runs in this series, all solo blasts. 1-1. Chopped foul left side, 1-2. Cameron Leary will follow. He's 0-for-3 today. And then it's Jared Spraglot, 1-for-2 with a walk. Savino has been a quick worker these first two innings. Flutters the glove and home. Flied right side, well foul, and headed in the direction of getting straight. Just hitting the 2-hour mark on a quick-moving Saturday night. Here's the 1-2. Flied right side and hooking foul onto the Four Creeks pasture. One kid's going to have a very happy Saturday night with a souvenir.
Port of Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating over 50 years.
Naylor putting up a fight, and Nate Savino would be wise not to put any ball too close to the zone. Here's the 1-2 again. High, and the count even at 2. Savino at the belt. Kicks and delivers. Wave and a miss. slider fools Naylor, one away. And the Rawhide have solved the Miles Naylor puzzle, at least for one night. One away on the top of the ninth. The Rawhide leading 1-0. Cameron Leary steps to the plate. Leary is 0-3. Lefty on lefty matchup. Savino home. Leary takes the first pitch just outside. That's that tough slider from Savino on a lefty. Is really tough. Starts on your hip and ends out outside of the plate in the right-handed batter's box. Here's the 1-0. Check swing, fair ball down the third baseline. Picked up by Santana. Throws to first, two away.
Now batting for the fourth, number nine, Jared Spreglot.
Last chance for Stockton. It's Jared Spreglot, the second baseman. He is 1-for-2 and walked back in the second. A 10-game losing streak for the Rawhide on the line here. Pitch home. Fastball on the inner third for a strike. 0-1. Carlos Franco will follow if Spreglot can reach. Savino home. Inside, 1-1. Last win for the Rawhide was April 6th against Inland Empire. Two Sundays ago now. 1-1. Inside. 2-1. Savino sighs the shoulders. Ready, and the pitch. Inside again with Spreglot backing out of the way. Missed on the fastball, 3-1. Glove flutters, ball flies, it's high, ball four. Tying run on base, and Jared Spreglot. Carlos Franco, the right-handed catcher, steps the plate. He's 0-3 today and has just 4 hits on the season. Savino home. Fastball right down the middle for a strike. 1-0 Rawhide. 2 outs in the top of the ninth with a runner at first. Franco trying to extend the game for Stockton. Big deep breath for the Virginia native Savino. Pitch home. Inside. And Franco backing out of the way. 1-1. Crowd of 2,137 on hand. Another wonderful crowd, nearly packed to the brim on this beautiful Saturday night. 1-1 pitch. Flied right side and way out of play. Franco and Stockton are down to their last strike. Savino at the belt. Here's the pitch. Chopped left side and going foul. Savino out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Chuck swing, foul, right side. Fought it off, a pitch up near the eyes of Franco. Reports are not going down without a fight, trying to maintain their 4-game win streak. They've only lost twice over their last 11 games. 1-2 coming home. Here it is. Chopped in front of home plate. Savino picks it up, turns to first, fires. Rawhide win, streak busted. Some Rawhide players putting their hands to the sky. It's been a long, long time since this high five line But finally, the Rawhide secure victory and end a frustrating 10-game losing streak.
Toyota, let's go places!
It took an excellent pitching performance by the Rawhide tonight. Their second shutout of the season. Wilkin Paradas tossing six shutout innings and Nate Savino earning the save with three shutout innings of his own. The Rawhide holds Stockton to just 5 hits.
Hey,
and one
fans,
run wasn't up in the sixth. Slade Caldwell doubled Ruben Santana, the RBI single for Visalia. The final line score, one run on 5 hits, 1-1. One error for the Rawhide. No runs on 5 hits, one error for Stockton. Visalia back in the win column. They improved to 4-10 on the season. Stockton falls to 9-5. And that Rawhide win brought to you by Toyota, the primary automated partner of the Visalia Rawhide. Toyota, let's go places. I want to thank our entire crew here on this Saturday night, led by our director, JT Gomez, and our entire Rawhide Broadcast Network crew. I've been Griffin Epstein. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night at 2 p.m. First pitch on Easter as the Rawhide will look to make it 2 wins in a row on a Sunday afternoon. Final score again. The Rawhide 1, the Ports 0. Good night from Visalia.
Absolutely, brother. Well, what a win it was. Thank you for speaking with us. Go celebrate.